go on. Yeah, but actually the fix may not be bad, but these are sour. Although even the grapes, the other raisins were good.
What about the season?
The big ones, maybe bigger. Yeah, this morning I was writing. I was actually checking on how often reference is made to buffaloes, because Krishna tends buffaloes, doesn't just tend cows. Tends buffaloes. Krishna, as Kavya Goswami says, the cows are on his left side and the buffaloes on his right side. And they're like, cows are like the Ganges and the Yamuna. This is what the buffaloes look like.
Whenever there's any description of his display of affection, it's always with cows.
Yeah, the buffaloes aren't in the same category, but. And Rupa Goswami talks about how the Sambhraj Basis who also tend goats. But they're also not in the category of the cowherd men. Sort of live on the edge of Vrindavan. They're not the main people. But all of those things were going on, and they all have their sort of function, purpose. It was really cloudy this morning and cold.
Yeah, I didn't think the sun was going to come.
I was thinking of taking one day break.
From the Ganga?
Well, not from Ganga, but just from the trip. Sun. His herd, he counts the cows of the others, and he knows each and every cow by name. And if they're not there, then he calls the other cows by his flute, and then when they're all together, that's when he doesn't go back unless unless he's got them all. Which shows that he's responsible for the results for his service. He doesn't just, well, that cow didn't show up, so I came back without him. It was very conscientious, even though they're just playing.
Was it 900,000?
900,000. Nanda Maharaj has heard whether that's everything or just his and the others have have their own herds. It's not so clear. But then that's cows. And then there's calves, bulls, and different types of cows, according to some who are giving milk, some not giving milk, some had their first calf, some have had many calves, some who don't calve anymore. And very interesting, talk about animal sports. You know, the cowherd boys in the morning, they regularly, you know, prod the bulls to fight each other over the cows. You ever seen bulls fight?
Yeah.
Fight each other.
They're quite aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, normally they're really sort of laid back, but when they get fighting, they get... I've seen it in Vrindavan, I've seen it in downtown Delhi. Two bulls go for each other in the marketplace. All the market stall owners, they just shut everything down. First they try and stop them, and then the bulls go wild, because usually they do that when they're also in heat. And
bulls, when the cow is in heat?
When the bulls get worked up, because the cows are in heat. and then they just shut down their stalls, shut their stores, hide everything. And those guys knock over motorcycles, smash into cars, anything that's in the way. And then virtually they really can't stop them until something happens, until one of them gives. Yeah, they get, and the interesting that Krishna and the cowherd boys prod the bulls to fight. But they don't do bullfighting like the Spaniards, like killing the bulls or things like that. Tree that Krishna used to crawl up in and do big bent branch, and Krishna would sit there, and from there he would see all the cows and everything. I was just looking at the references. The person who really glorifies Vrindavan's trees to no end is Prabodhananda Saraswati. Yeah, he really speaks highly and wonderfully of them. Doing better than those trees, so probably not to chop us down.
Is it
Bhakti Ratnaka? It's a Bhakti Ratnaka. Sulekha. Manasa Pavanaga. Where Srimati Radharani comes to bathe. Every day. Midday. It was, and it's a tradition in Vrindavan that devotees accept that many trees there, particularly along the Parikram Marg, are sages who either doing bhajan or have become more advanced. They're seeing Apakat Leela from the vantage points of the trees. Because trees have very personal access to Krishna's pastimes. You never, neither self-conscious or shy in the presence of trees.
Still have a hard time praying to the presence of trees.
Quite a time praying.
Praying to take birth as a tree. To speak a little bit, praying to take birth as a blade of grass.
Blade of grass. Lord Brahma. Nothing's ordinary in Vrindavan. Except for maybe the consciousness of conditioned souls who go there. But,